Don't forget, the Beatle boycott is still in effect. We haven't forgotten what the Beatles said.
There have even been threats against your life. There have been record burnings. You've been banned from some radio stations. Does this bother you?
Well, it worries me.
Yeah, you know, it's bound to bother us.
Do you think you're being crucified?
No, I wouldn't say that at all. If it had said television is more popular than Jesus, I might have got away with it in reference to England. That we meant more to kids than Jesus did, or religion at that time. I wasn't knocking it or putting it down, I was just saying it for the fact. And it is true, especially more for England than here. Saying that we're better or greater, or comparing us with Jesus Christ as a person, or God as a thing, or whatever it is. You know, I just said what I said, and it was wrong, or was taken wrong, and now it's all this. To raise flagging popularity, I don't know. You can think of stunts. We don't do stunts. I think we've done one in our lives that's been completely a stunt.
But anyway, that's not the kind of thing.
I am, yes, you know, even though it's not, I never meant what people think I meant by it. I'm still sorry I opened my mouth.
And that the Beatles are more popular than Christ?
When I was talking about it, it was very close and intimate with this person that I know who happens to be a reporter. And I was using expressions on things that I just read and derived from about Christianity. Only I was saying it in the simplest form that I know, which is the natural way I talk. More popular than Jesus and so and so and so and so. But she took them, and people that know me took them exactly as it was, because they know that's how I talk, you know.
Can we talk about your music a little bit? You've gone a long way from I Want to Hold Your Hand to Eleanor Rigby. And the rag are and so on. What direction are you trying to move your music?
The thing, we're just trying to move it in a forward direction. And this is the point, you know, this is why we're getting in all these messes with saying things. Because, you know, we're just trying to move forward. And people seem to be trying to just sort of hold us back and not want us to say anything that's vaguely sort of, you know, inflammatory. I mean, if people don't want that, you know, then we won't do it. We'll sort of just do it privately. But I think it's better for everyone if we're just honest about the whole thing.
How are you going to respond after tonight? You going to try and explain yourself every time somebody asks or what?
Well, I'll try if they keep asking me, you know. I'll try, I'll go on and on trying until I get it straight, you know. Because I just don't like to be sort of thought of as what I'm really not, you know. It's nothing like me. The sort of the thing they're putting around is nothing to do with me as a person, you know.
What about you? What was your reaction to what he said and the reaction to what he said?
Well, what the context it was meant was the fact that Christianity is declining. And everybody knows about that. And that was the fact that was trying to be made.